Are you making mistakes with your podcast that could be costing you listeners and revenue without even realizing it? Well, today on Legit Podcast Pro, we're uncovering three colossal errors that many podcasters make that could stall your show's growth and profit. Hello and welcome to Legit Podcast Pro. I am Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer. And today we are unpacking three colossal mistakes the podcasters make that stall growth and revenue. Plus, if you stay tuned to the end, there's a bonus mistake I'll tell you that's very easy to overlook, but really critical that we address. So let's just dive right in here with mistake number one, neglecting proper licensing and copyright clearances. Using copyrighted content without permission is probably the most common pitfall that you could experience that will have serious repercussions from a legal point of view. This kind of oversight leads to lawsuits and hefty penalties and fines and damage awards, and of course the necessity to pull your content or be taken down with a DMCA. That damages your reputation, your listener trust, and your ability to continue doing business. Just imagine you're a podcaster, you've used a popular song as an intro without a proper clearance, you face legal action, you get multiple massive damage awards or fines, and you have to remove those old episodes and so on. That's not the kind of thing you want. So to avoid this kind of a problem, you always want to seek out royalty-free or Creative Commons licensed music and sound effects, or have it created for you specifically. Hire a composer. But you can use services like Epidemic Sound or explore Creative Commons music website and so on if you're looking for safe options there. But keeping your podcast legally compliant with these kinds of things not only protects you from legal strife, but it enhances your professionalism and your credibility. Mistake number two is not having an appropriate or adequate brand and content strategy. Without a clear brand identity and content strategy, your podcast is less likely to resonate with and retain listeners. What I'm talking about here is your show's title. You want to choose a title that is distinctive, that sets your show apart, and at the same time that conveys some sense of what the show is about. A poorly defined podcast title could struggle to help attract and maintain an audience and sponsors, and that limits growth and revenue opportunities. But on the other side, if you have too common of a title, you could be infringing someone else's. You could find your audience being confused or diluted with other shows in the marketplace that have the same title. So don't choose a title that's already in use for a podcast or a YouTube channel. I always recommend do a search, go to uspto.gov and just see what's out there for your title. Search on the podcast directory, search Amazon, and search elsewhere just to make sure that you're not going to be running into issues with some confusing similarity to some other brand. Consider a title like this, a case study that initially mixed various topics and struggled with growth until they hone in on a specific niche. This is another part of your brand identity. When you are focused and your audience knows what to expect, you can expect to see a significant increase in audience attention and targeted sponsorships, because after all, you can be all things to everyone, jack of all trades, master of none, or you can be one thing to everyone in your niche, and you can be the go-to. So define your podcast niche and target audience. Choose a title that makes sense, that will distinguish you from the others in the marketplace, but also convey some sense of what you're doing. And develop a content calendar to get content out that aligns with your audience interests and expectations, and that will keep them coming back for more. Because a strong, consistent brand and content strategy are key to building a loyal audience and attracting sponsors. Now, mistake number three is overlooking formal agreements in your collaborations, your work with your team, and so on. Skipping these formal contracts in your collaborations and working with your team can lead to disputes, misunderstandings, misplaced ownership of assets and property, and so on. Informal arrangements can be very comfortable because, you know, nobody's worried about anything. But not having the conversations about these things is where the danger really lies. So that can result in later conflicts over roles and responsibilities, how revenue and ownership are going to be divided or shared or not, potentially leading to various legal disputes, broken relationships, and sometimes podcasts just end up having to go away because the co-hosts couldn't figure things out. Imagine a case study where two co-hosts don't have that formal agreement and they end up having some kind of a disagreement over how to monetize the show or what to do with the show going forward. And ultimately, they end up having to dissolve what is an otherwise successful podcast partnership because they can't seem to find that middle ground. I personally think better not to have ever started a show until you have a clear understanding of whose show is it, what's going to happen, how are we going to divide things up? What happens if somebody leaves? Those kinds of things. The kinds of things I refer to as a podcast prenup. So always formalize your relationships, your deals with your co-hosts, your co-producers. Everybody on your team should have clear written agreements that outline their rights and contributions and expected shares of profits or other compensation they're entitled to. And if necessary, either consult with a lawyer like me to ensure that all your bases are covered, or head on over to podcastprenup.com for a checklist that will walk you through the conversation points, the talking points that you want to have to make sure you get these kinds of things right. Because proper agreements not only prevent misunderstandings, but they give a clear framework for the collaboration and the relationship, and also the what-if scenarios that happen when the relationship comes to its end. And that ensures that everybody knows what to expect and their interests are protected. And here's your bonus mistake, and that is waiting too long to get legit with this kind of stuff, to adopt that professional attitude. Because treating your podcast as a hobby is amateurish, and rather than treating it as a business, which is very professional. So treat it as a business and maximize potential. Delaying the adoption of this professional approach really can hinder your ability to monetize and protect your work effectively. So from the outset, treat your podcast like the business enterprise it is. Implement the appropriate legal and business structures, understand your intellectual property rights, work out your deals with your team, and plan strategically for the kind of growth you look for. Embracing this professional business-like approach early on will set the stage for future growth, success, and profitability. So that's going to be a wrap for today's episode. But before we go, I just want to invite you to join our free Podcast Growth and Profit Workshop. It is the perfect place to dive deeper into these kinds of topics and learn how to avoid these and other common mistakes. Get the fundamentals handled correctly for that professional approach. And you can do that by registering now at event.podcastlaw.net. And that's going to be it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in to Legit Podcast Pro. If you found today's insights valuable, please subscribe and write a review. And remember, the success of your podcast lies in your hands. So make it count. And until next time, keep on podcasting the smart, legal, professional way. See you next time.